A shaky home video recording.
You'll be spending a lot of time in here. Oh, this is gonna be your room. Some kind of animal being deliced or something. Compression chamber, that's your crib.
In a nursery, plastic sheeting covers a crib near open cans of light blue paint.
And this is your paint color. What color is that, huh?
Jamaica Bay Blue.
Jamaica, and there you are.
A pregnant woman with brown hair paints with a roller.
Hi, and there's your dad, who's playing with his new toy instead of helping me paint.
Sorry, I can help.
Yeah?
Carlsbad, California, March 2005.
Go get the other ladder.
Yeah, you should have a real ladder. That's, yeah. All right, who's that?
Oh, it's my sister. She's here to check out the nursery.
Oh, Daniel, this is gorgeous.
Yeah?
This is so gorgeous. I love it. I love the blue. I'm glad y'all went with that. It's much better than the green. How are you feeling?
I think I'm okay.
How is he?
Oh, he's doing so good. He's kicking and like swimming. I feel like he's swimming.
Hey, little fella.
No.
It's Hunter.
Tyler. It's Tyler.
It's Tyler Hunter.
It's.
I like both. I don't want to choose. I'm not going
to
get into this.
But you have to. Come on.
In preparation for the big move, have a couple of boxes in my car that I would love to throw in your basement.
The woman's long-haired sister smiles.
This is the last box.
Really?
Probably.
Later, she carries a box of video cassettes downstairs.
So. A little bit nervous.
No, I'm excited. Spend all my time over at Mika's anyway.
VHS? That is old school.
Do we have a VCR? I didn't even know you had this much stuff.
Somehow I ended up with it after Grandma Lois died. I haven't even gone through it.
How come you got it?
I don't know. You can have it.
Nobody ever gives me anything.
So who's gonna get the top bunk?
We're not 12.
You can get a VCR for free.
You know, I don't remember these at all.
The pregnant woman thumbs through tapes with handwritten labels. Next, Carlsbad, California, August 2006.
It's fine, okay? I'm just gonna tape over an old one. Can you get Abby out of here, please? She's gonna get cut on the glass.
We just got back and the whole place is pretty much destroyed. Nothing seems to be actually missing. It's just everything's really...
But that's what she's telling me. Just make sure we document everything. Don't touch anything.
Daniel films their disheveled house as they walk downstairs.
This is our basement. I don't see anything really broken. I don't see that box of tapes that Katie brought over. Looks like that's the only thing that's missing.
In a grainy home video, a dark-haired woman sets a cake onto a kitchen counter. Santa Rosa, California, September 1988.
All right, and there she is, the mother of the birthday girl, my girlfriend.
Chocolate
wow.
Rainbow stuff.
That is a good-looking
exactly
cake.
What you want.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. And you're beautiful. I don't know how you do it.
Birthday to you.
Julie carries the cake to a backyard party as children run about.
Dear Katie.
Watch your back.
Happy birthday to you.
Brown-haired Katie blows out the candles.
Good job.
Yay!
All right, here's the birthday girl.
Oh, I found some.
She looks pretty unhappy. Something's going on. We got the young one.
20 bites. 20 bites.
Under the trampoline.
20 bites.
Christy sits by herself under a trampoline.
Hey, Julie. Go get Christy.
The young girl returns to the rest of the party with Julie.
Say hi, Christy.
Christy smiles and looks down as Katie eats cake beside her.
She's a little shy.
Oh, that's cute. They love each other.
It's Grandma. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Never forget the day you were born. I held you in my arms. And you made me laugh and cry at the same time. You're so cute.
Serious piece of equipment, so
how
be careful.
How do you shoot those weddings with this thing? You must hurt your back.
It's something you have to work certain parts of your... I've only been here for a few months, but thank you for welcoming me into your family. I love you and I love you so much. Happy birthday.
Okay, take this thing now.
All right.
Wearing a blindfold, Katie knocks down a piñata, then continues to beat it with a bat.
Katie, take it easy. Take it easy. It's dead. You're a little monster.
Later, Julie sits with the girls at the breakfast table.
All right, I got my camera. I want to see the tooth full throttle. This thing's coming out today.
It's okay if I push it.
No, don't push it.
Lower lip.
Get some juice, babe.
Down.
Christy opens her mouth and pushes a loose lower tooth with her tongue.
Yo, that is a good one.
Julie sits Christy on the counter.
Let's see this. Open up. Don't push it with your tongue. Let's see.
Ooh, it's ready.
I think
it's
might
ready.
Be
ready. You're gonna get a new job as a dentist.
Oh, thank you. Think I'm good?
Christy nods.
Wrap it in a tissue, put it in your pocket, and bring it home for
The Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy, that's right.
We'll put it under your pillow. Wow, you like the Tooth Fairy, right? We love the Tooth Fairy.
Why does he need a bowl?
Because he wants to eat.
He's hungry?
Christy, Toby isn't real.
Hey.
Yes, he is.
Doesn't matter.
Big day today, right? What's today?
Picture day.
Picture day.
I was finishing my hair.
All right, sorry.
Julie takes a picture of Katie in the driveway.
All right.
Okay, Christy, come on.
Number two goes.
Curly-haired Dennis sets a camera's timer, then poses with Julie and the girls.
Cheese.
In wedding photos, a bride feeds cake to a mustached groom. The bride poses with an older woman and two children. The bride and groom interlace their arms as they sip champagne. The bride holds a bouquet of white flowers.
Jewel?
Dennis zooms out with his video camera, then steps forward and adjusts the wedding photos, which are clipped to a blackboard. Dennis turns his head.
Julie?
He picks up the video camera.
Here it comes again.
The camera records as Dennis walks up a hallway to a partially open door.
Hello? Julie?
He pushes open the door and steps into an empty bedroom. He spins, then walks back into the hallway and around a corner. Dennis sweeps the camera over an empty dining room table, then walks toward the back of the house and into the kitchen. Above the kitchen table, a lamp hanging from the ceiling sways slightly on its chain. He turns and pans the camera across the empty living room, which is littered with toys. Dennis turns and walks up carpeted stairs to a bedroom with two single beds. Toys lie scattered around the room. Dennis leans over an animatronic teddy bear.
Teddy? Did you fall down?
Dennis picks up the bear with one hand, sets it on a table, and flips a switch on the bear's back. He leans over a railing and looks down onto the living room and dining room. Dennis turns.
What was that?
Past the girls' beds in an adjoining play area, a small door on the far side of the room stands ajar. He slowly makes his way to the small door and swings it open. He crouches and films inside a dark, narrow crawl space. Dennis backs out with the camera and turns toward the room.
Whoa.
Christy smiles at him.
Hey.
Hey. What you doing?
Nothing. I was just looking around. What, you guys just get home?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was girls' day.
I know. How was it? Was it fun?
Great.
You just really snuck up on me there.
All right. It's time.
Don't film this.
Why not?
It's illegal. Don't laugh.
We haven't even started smoking it yet.
It's
you're
illegal.
Already paranoid.
What if my kids find me? I'm a mother. Oh, seriously,
relax.
Dennis.
Seriously, Julie. Let's get really serious. Seriously. Let's be serious.
All right.
Real. Big.
Julie smokes a joint at bed.
Oh, that was big.
Julie, do the voice. Dennis.
What voice? Yes, voice? Dennis, I can't believe you're filming me. Smoke marijuana.
God, you're so beautiful.
Shut up.
Julie lies on her back and smiles.
No less having sex.
Perverted?
She shrugs one shoulder.
I don't know.
No.
I ask?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Dennis sets down the camera and walks to the side of the bed.
Hey there, pretty lady.
I don't know.
You sure you're up for this?
No.
You know what? Don't answer that.
Hurry up before I change my mind.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Wow-chicka-wow-wow.
What are you doing? What is that?
It's porno music.
Great. Classy.
They both kneel on the bed and face one another. Dennis places his hands over Julie's breasts.
Good start.
Good, right?
I don't know.
He places his hands on her hips as they kiss, then rubs his palms up and down her thighs. Later, Dennis lies on his back as Julie straddles him. He kisses her stomach. They both sit up in bed and stare around the room. A picture falls as the whole room shakes. Dennis and Julie hurry out of the room. The camera falls and records the bedroom door as dust falls from the ceiling. A ghostly figure stands near the wall. Later, at Dennis's film editing workstation in the garage, they watch the video together.
Dennis, oh my God, I look so fat.
You don't look fat.
Look at the size of me on top of you. I look like you can't breathe.
This is beautiful. I want another shot at doing one of these. Watch
Dennis,
this.
Dennis, you have to erase that.
Julie, watch.
Dennis points to the video of the bedroom door.
Did you see that in the corner?
Yeah, I see, like, dust. There's
something there. There was something there.
Amazing.
I mean, you didn't see something there.
But you're going a little crazy. You're like one of those people that thinks they see things, like in their food. Like when people think they see the Virgin Mary in their toast. That's you right now, okay?
Hilarious. This has to be erased, and this has to be erased. I'm sorry. Or we're never having sex again. I'm late. I gotta go. Thanks for erasing both of them.
You know, you're gonna regret saying that. I don't think you can go a day without having sex, personally.
Don't dare me. Erase it.
I'm not gonna erase it.
A brown-haired man runs in.
Sorry.
Dude, what are you doing, man? You're always so late.
I know, it's my car.
I got the earthquake.
Did you really?
On tape.
Scary, right? Is that Julie?
It's nothing. We're gonna,
Is that a sex tape?
Yeah, I got this weird thing happened after...
She really make a sex tape?
Yeah, but it got interrupted by the earthquake. But
I wouldn't let anything interrupt that.
Relax, man. Just
let
relax.
Me just shuttle
would you
forward.
Just stop?
Let me
would you just
shuttle
stop?
Forward.
Just shut up. Check this out, ready? All right, let me tweak the contrast here.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the color out.
It looks like dust has fallen on something.
Looks like a figure, right? You see that?
Yeah.
Did you catch that? Did you see the dust move? It moved, right?
What was that?
I don't know, check it out.
It's weird, right? It's kind of weird.
You know, I've been hearing these noises in the girls' room lately. I don't know, I feel like it's... Something weird's going on.
Julie?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Dennis films as he walks into the bathroom.
Hey, I want to talk to you. Sorry.
Julie slams the bathroom door shut.
You mind if I set up a couple cameras around the house?
I'm not going to talk to you right now.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
I hate you.
Okay, love you too.
Dennis films in the girl's bedroom.
How long do the tapes last?
About 6 hours each.
So you have to change them every 6 hours?
Yes. Katie, can you hop out of the frame?
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, so I can keep going.
Can I see it?
Sure. Here, come here. See it?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. So what are you trying to see?
Anything unusual or strange?
Oh, no, it's not that. Don't touch the camera. Christy?
Yeah?
Don't touch the camera or anything, Katie. Just leave it alone.
Dennis sets up another camera in his bedroom as Julie walks in.
Dennis.
What?
Really? Don't you think you're overreacting a little?
It's a new house. Shouldn't be making these noises. Not just in here. It's in the girls' room, too.
He pans the camera back and forth across the bedroom.
No.
This is not gonna work. Like, what do you think we're gonna catch?
Whatever's in our house.
All right, because there's something. They're watching us.
Julie brushes her teeth as she walks around the room.
Well, there's definitely something. I feel it. I feel something. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I feel something too. I'm not gonna lie. I feel a camera.
The earthquake and all those. I don't know. Stuff's been happening.
No, it's totally normal.
Dennis and Julie get into bed.
Hi, camera.
Julie kisses Dennis, then shuts off the bedside lamps. Night number one, September 10th, 1988, 1:42 a.m. Dennis and Julie sleep in their dim bedroom with the door ajar. At the same time, a fish tank glows in Katie and Christy's room as they sleep. Christy throws off her covers and sits up in bed. Wearing a nightshirt, she climbs to the floor and walks barefoot across the bedroom, then stops close to the camera.
Probably. In their bedroom. Be quiet so we don't wake Katie up. It's okay. Why? Well, yeah, kinda. He's very sweet.
Christy returns to her bed and climbs under the covers. Later, Dennis sits with Christy in her bedroom.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched some of the tapes on the camera, and I saw you talking to somebody late last night.
If you saw me talking to somebody, it would be Toby.
Toby's your friend?
Yes. He's my friend.
Yeah, what do you guys talk about?
Secrets.
He's big?
Mm-hmm.
So is he old like Grandma, or is he young like you?
Old like Grandma.
And what does he look like? Is he tall? Is he fat?
He's tall. Don't call him fat.
Christy, when you say that if you tell one of your secrets that you'll be in trouble with Toby, what does that mean?
Well, I won't be safe.
Did he say he's gonna hurt you?
No. But I won't be safe. That means I'll be, in very, very big trouble. Big trouble.
You saw her. She was talking. It was like he was actually there, right?
I know. Because that's how active kids' imaginations are. It's crazy.
I mean, imagination is one thing. She got up in the middle of the night. I mean, it's a little odd that she got up in the middle.
You haven't been around kids for that long. They do weird things. Katie used to get up in the middle of the night and choose to sleep on the toilet. Okay. I'm serious.
Really?
Yes, Toby is phased and he's gonna be gone in a couple weeks. I know it.
How many hours of footage do you have?
It's just a job, man. I got two cameras, 6 hours each,
12 hours.
12 hours of footage?
Gotta do it, man.
The seriously, footage gonna review every day.
It. Yes. Now, please, I'm trying to concentrate.
That's so stupid. There's only 24 hours in a day, Dennis.
Hey, Julie.
Good. Want to step into my office and do some work with me, or?
No. Find anything?
Yes, actually. We did find something. We found that your family sleeps all night.
Oh! Very funny, Randy. You put up the good work.
Okay, I love you with all my heart and soul.
I love you too.
It should either be called Back to the Past.
Present. Back to the present.
No, no, no.
End of story.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense.
Let's get back to the present, maybe. But back to the past.
Back to the present.
Surrounded by video editing equipment, Randy and Dennis sit in the garage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it. It's happening again. Come on.
They run into the house. Randy films Dennis as he creeps up a hallway and into the living room.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
They walk through Dennis and Julie's bedroom, then step into the master bath. Dennis and Randy face a mirrored closet. Dennis steps forward and slowly reaches out one hand. He swings the door open wide, revealing a rack of hanging clothes. Dennis slides one hand between a pair of outfits and parts the clothing. Julie jumps out wearing a fright mask.
Holy shit. Holy shit, that's not fun. Oh my god.
Both crazy.
Oh,
I got you. I got you good.
Dennis,
are you okay? Just go ahead and take your crap right there,
because
I nearly crapped my pants.
Holy fuck,
you almost
gave
me a heart attack.
Oh my god, get away. Get away from me.
Okay.
Get away. I hate you.
At night, Dennis picks up a camera and films a pup tent in the backyard.
Wow. Look at that tent.
Flashlights shine inside the tent as Dennis approaches it.
Hello.
Hey guys,
how are you doing?
Good.
That's
a little bright.
I'm sorry,
guys.
He gives the girls a bag of cookies.
Hey guys, don't tell mom, okay?
Okay.
All right. How you guys doing?
You'll see. We got a little surprise for you.
One, two. Three.
The girls fire foam pellets at him.
Oh, come here. Here, tickle torture. Tickle torture. Tickle torture. Okay. That's enough. You guys are locked in the dungeon. All right, good night, girls. I love you.
Love you,
love you.
Night number 5, September 14th, 1988, 3:27 a.m. The fish tank glows in the girls' empty bedroom. Julie and Dennis sleep in their bed together. A hallway light switches on outside Dennis and Julie's room. The light switches off again. Julie tosses in bed. She sits up and looks toward the partially open bedroom door. Julie lies back down again. She sits up and looks toward the hall.
Dennis.
What?
Listen.
Dennis slides out of bed and stands. He walks into the hallway and turns on the light, then jogs upstairs.
Girls?
He gazes around the empty room, which is lit by the glow of the burbling fish tank. In the downstairs bedroom, Julie sits up in bed as she waits. The hall light shuts off.
Dennis.
Julie climbs out of bed.
Dennis.
She walks to the door and peers out in the hall. Julie steps back into the room, then slowly creeps toward the master bathroom. As she nears the bathroom, the bedroom door slowly shuts behind her.
Don't do that to me. You scared me.
Dennis and Julie head into the kitchen.
Well, did you check on them?
Julie walks to the back door.
Why is this door locked? Did you lock this?
She unlocks the door, walks into the backyard, and unzips the tent flap. Katie opens her eyes sleepily.
Just checking on you guys.
Right.
We're gonna move inside, okay?
We'll stay here.
I'm sorry. It's gonna be fun inside too, though. Come on, get your stuff. We're gonna camp inside. What?
Dennis, are you filming?
Yep.
Hey, I wanna show you something. You know Spudweb?
Katie jumps on a trampoline.
Swoop! Duck!
Woo! Very impressive. Very good.
Thank you.
Katie, you sure you didn't sneak into the house last night?
Oh my gosh, I pinky swear I'd not go into the house.
You wanna do me a favor? Can you tell your mom that?
Where's Dennis?
Julie and Lois change bed sheets.
He's out buying more tapes.
With your credit card?
Mom?
He doesn't have any money.
That is not true.
The girls love him.
I mean, they just about think he's the coolest guy ever.
I mean, I really, really do like him. I mean that. It's just that
the girls miss their father.
I don't know. I wish he were a little more financially secure.
He is financially secure, Mom. He has a job.
He shoots wedding videos.
No, he has his own business. You know, it's a whole different thing. Oh my God, Mom, I just told you, I don't want to have any more kids. I'm not gonna get pregnant.
You always said you wanted a big family.
I changed my mind, okay? I have two beautiful girls.
You always wanted a son.
Happy with the way things are. Let's go.
Oh, this is great. Hang on.
In the driveway, Katie wears roller skates as Julie holds her hands.
You're doing really good.
Thank you.
Let her go, Jewel.
But Dennis, I totally believe in the shit.
Let's go.
Andy, watch behind you. All right, nice and slow.
My brother saw one once.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Bloody Mary?
You don't know Bloody Marys? It's where you go in the bathroom and you say Bloody Mary three times in the mirror and then you see a ghost.
Dennis, I
want to
play Bloody Mary with
nothing,
you.
Nothing, don't
worry. Bloody Mary three times.
It's okay. See a ghost.
I'm just saying you're missing half of the stuff in the house without cameras down there.
You don't have to tell me.
Like, put it up in the corner, like, rack it up in the corner or something.
It just doesn't work. It's not a wide enough angle, and they don't even make lenses that wide.
Mirrors.
Hmm?
You could use mirrors.
Dennis mounts a camera onto an oscillating fan's base.
This thing is so cool.
Pretty cool, right?
It's awesome. Wow. Look, you got it balanced out and everything, too. Ooh. What is that?
I gotta work out some kinks.
Later, Dennis smiles as the mounted camera sweeps left and right, filming parts of the kitchen, dining room, and living room.
Hey.
What is that?
Check it out. A new thing. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. What is it?
I took your fan and took it apart. Basically, the oscillator on your fan allows me to see both in the living room and in the kitchen.
Cool. Wait, what? You broke my fan?
I can put it back together.
Okay, MacGyver.
It's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
This way I can...
Night number 8, September 17th, 1988, 4:02:14 a.m. Dennis and Julie sleep together in their bedroom. Down the hall, the oscillating camera records the kitchen, lit by a light above the counter, and the living room, lit by a small lamp. Upstairs, the fish tank illuminates the girls' bedroom as they sleep in their separate beds. Dennis and Julie sleep in their room with the door ajar. Out in the hallway, something passes quickly. The figure runs past the door in the opposite direction. Wearing a nightgown, Christy runs up to the dining room table, slides out a chair, and climbs onto the tabletop. She touches a cylindrical lampshade hanging overhead. The oscillating camera swings toward the empty kitchen, then back toward the dining room. Christy is gone. Christy peers into Dennis and Julie's bedroom and watches them sleep. She ducks out and runs off. Christy stares down the hallway as she stands outside their door again. Christy runs around the living room. Upstairs, Katie sits upright in her bed as Christy returns.
Christy, what are you doing?
Nothing. Go back to bed. It's really late.
Christy climbs back into her bed and pulls up the covers.
Hey, babe. What are you doing up here?
Daytime. Christy paints in her room.
Don't you want to play outside?
Not really.
How about your friend Toby? Do you still talk to him?
Yeah.
Did he wake you up?
No.
Did he tell you to come downstairs?
No.
You know you can tell me, right?
He told me not to talk about it. Why don't you just ask him yourself? Standing right next to you.
Julie glances back over her shoulder, then gazes around the room.
I don't see him.
He's there.
Hey, thanks for getting these, man.
Yeah, of course.
This is good stuff.
In the garage, Dennis flips through library books.
Yeah?
Did you check this out?
No, I don't have a library card.
You stole these?
I didn't steal them, Dennis. You told me to get the books. I got you the books. That's what a library is. It's for borrowing. That's what library means in Spanish. It means borrow, bookstore.
Malevolent entities. What's this one?
I don't know. I looked through for a second. Had some creepy pictures.
This stuff is creepy. Oh, hey. It's your sister and her friends.
Is that a joke? Is that, what, was that supposed to be funny?
Field hockey. It says kids are susceptible to spiritual contact.
Okay, and?
Well, the whole thing with Christy and her imaginary friend, remember I was telling you the crazy stuff started happening only when she started talking to her imaginary friend.
Well, I mean, it must want something. That's what it, you know, that's what the book says. They don't just stick around for no reason. It wants something.
What does it want?
Well, the book says it feeds off of your fear.
Night number 10, September 19th, 1988, 12:58:09 a.m. Dennis and Julie sleep in their bed together. Julie tosses restlessly. The oscillating camera sweeps across the kitchen, lit only by a light hanging above the kitchen table. The faint glow of the fish tank illuminates the girls' upstairs bedroom. Julie awakes, then sits up in bed and stretches. Julie walks into the kitchen and turns on the overhead light. The camera pans across the unoccupied living room, where a lamp hanging from the ceiling gently swings back and forth in the dark. Julie stands at the kitchen counter, dumps a bowl of food into the sink, and switches on the garbage disposal. In the living room, the swinging ceiling lamp now glows faintly. In the kitchen, Julie leans over the sink as she reaches one arm down into the disposal. Julie runs into the living room where the ceiling lamp lies on the floor.
You okay?
Mommy, what happened?
Stay upstairs. Stay upstairs. Don't come down here. There's glass on the floor. Stay there.
Upstairs in her room, Christy peers over the railing and down into the living room.
It's fine, right? Did you break? That's great.
What happened?
I just fell. What do you mean what happened? I was in there.
Daytime.
Hi, Christy.
Hey.
Say hi to the camera.
She waves.
Hey.
Can I join you guys?
Sure.
In her bedroom, Christy holds a tea party with her dolls.
I'm gonna set my camera here, okay?
Just okay.
Keep it out of the way.
Wait, why are you filming this?
It's just like I'm testing out my new camera and, you know, no reason.
Don't sit there, that's Toby's spot.
Oh, sorry, is Toby sitting there right now?
Christy nods.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Toby.
Dennis sits in another chair.
Does Teddy need help with his tea? He looks thirsty. Here you go, Teddy.
You can't reach him.
Christy lifts a cup to her teddy bear's mouth.
Wow. He was thirsty. See, I told you.
And she keeps falling.
So, Christy, what was the last thing that Toby said to you?
Like,
anything?
Yeah.
No.
Secrets.
Secrets, regular stuff. Oh, in her sink?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that. Did he say something just now?
No, I just put my hand on him.
Oh.
And he didn't like that.
He doesn't like that when you.
No.
Oh. Sorry, Toby. She was a mistake, right?
Yeah.
What?
Never.
What?
Never mind.
What were you gonna say?
Nothing.
It's okay, you can tell me.
Later, Katie picks up the camera.
Christy, why is Dennis's camera here?
Because me and Toby were having a little tea party and he was filming us.
I'm not. Yes, you are, Christy. Only babies have imaginary friends.
He is real.
Hey, Christy. Christy's such a baby. Baby.
Katie, stop it.
Well, you're being a baby. Only babies have imaginary friends.
No, I am not. Right in there.
Christy points to the small door.
There? Toby, come out. Toby, come out. Toby. Okay, I'm gonna go in.
Katie, you shouldn't do that. Katie, don't go in there. You shouldn't do that.
Katie sets down the camera, opens the small door, and ducks into the dark crawl space.
Toby, come out. Toby.
The door slams closed.
What are you doing? Open the door!
You shouldn't have to do that.
Christy, open the door!
It's not me.
Christy!
Girl, I'm not going to do that.
What is going on?
The door opens.
Stop fighting right this second. Why is Dennis's camera on the floor? Katie, you can't touch his stuff.
Christy,
stop fighting right this second. I don't want to hear
there.
It. Come on, come on.
Then who locked me in there?
Toby did.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, Toby locked me in there.
Later, Julie stands in the kitchen.
Mommy, Lisa's here!
Hi.
Katie runs downstairs and opens the front door for a light-haired young woman.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I want to show you something upstairs.
Hi, Lisa.
Wait,
Wait, what are you showing me?
I got some new beads for my birthday.
Beads? Oh, let's see them. Hi, Christy, how are you?
Hey.
Lisa hugs Christy, then points to the camera.
Oh, don't eat this. You know Dennis and his cameras. He just puts them up. Just ignore it.
8:30 bedtime?
No, 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 10. 8:30. Mommy, please.
Nice try, 10.
9:30. 9:45. Bye, Mommy.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Okay. Look, we made a triangle. Yeah. Put it.
Downstairs, Julie puts on a coat as Dennis walks up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Good night, girls.
Night.
See you later.
They leave as Lisa sits upstairs with the girls.
Are you tired?
Not really. No? Can you tell us a story?
Sure. What kind of story?
Ghost story.
Ghost story. With the ghosts, okay. Let's think.
Lisa drapes a white sheet over herself.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. Hello, Dennis, you found the ghost. Gotcha.
Lisa tickles Katie in her bed, then takes off the sheet and turns out the lights.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, sweetie.
The girls lie in their beds as Lisa walks downstairs. Ten, 11 p.m. Lisa sips a drink as she stands behind the kitchen counter. The oscillating camera pans across the living room, then swings back toward the kitchen, which is now empty. Lisa jumps in front of the camera.
Hi, Dennis.
Smiling, she steps back into the kitchen. Lisa sits at the kitchen table as the camera makes another sweep. A figure covered with a white sheet stands by the front door. Lisa looks back over her shoulder toward the living room, then returns to reading at the kitchen table. As the oscillating camera swings toward the kitchen again, a small figure draped beneath a white sheet stands behind Lisa. As Lisa turns, the sheet collapses limply onto the floor. Gazing around the kitchen, Lisa gathers up the sheet. Upstairs, the girls sleep in their beds. Lisa creeps upstairs. She pauses at the top of the stairway and stares toward the sleeping girls. Lisa turns and approaches the camera. She bends slowly forward. Wind ruffles Lisa's clothes as she jumps backward with her hands over her mouth. She glances around herself, then walks downstairs. 11.05 p.m. Lisa sits by the front door as Dennis and Julie return home.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How'd it go?
Fine, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're fine.
The girls were giving you any trouble? Or?
No, it's good. But my mom's meeting me, so if I could just...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, give her some. Here you go.
Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no,
thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
That was
weird.
Yeah.
Julie walks upstairs and checks in on the sleeping girls. Later, Randy and Dennis review tapes in the garage.
Is that the babysitter?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
How come I never met her?
I'll put in a good word. See the sheet?
Yeah.
Watch this.
In the footage, a sheet behind Lisa drops to the floor.
Gone.
Holy fuck.
Am I right?
Holy.
Did you see this?
Fuck.
I'm not crazy, right? I'm not crazy. That just happened.
Holy, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm telling you. It's.
And she didn't say anything at all.
She left the room like...
Did you show Julie?
No, man. What are you kidding? She would flip out. She would go nuts and, you know, she'd make me take the cameras down. And I can't do that. I really want to figure out what this thing wants.
But gotta keep taping this shit, though, man.
I know. I am.
You gotta keep taping this shit. She got blown in the face.
Yeah.
Night number 13, September 22nd, 1988, 2:17 a.m. Dennis and Julie sleep in their bedroom. Lights above the kitchen table and counter glow as the oscillating camera pans back and forth. Upstairs, the girls sleep in their beds. Closest to the fish tank, Christy sits up in bed. Christy stands in the hall outside Dennis and Julie's bedroom and pushes open the door. In fast motion, the adults toss and turn in their sleep as the timestamp speeds from 2:22 a.m. to 3:31 a.m. Christy remains motionless in their doorway the entire time. Christy walks back upstairs where her sister sleeps. She approaches the camera and looks upward. Christy walks back to her bed and climbs beneath the covers. Twelve twenty-three p.m. Dennis walks upstairs into the girls' empty bedroom.
What the?
He picks up the camera and peers into the dim crawl space. A large circle inside a triangle has been scrawled on the ceiling in crayon.
What the fuck?
Dennis carries the camera downstairs into the living room, where Julie kneels beside Christy, who lies on the sofa.
Hey, how's she feeling?
We need to go to the doctor, because she's burning up.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
she's really that bad?
Yeah, it's bad. It's all like, right. I've taken it a couple times.
You want me to go with you, or?
Well, I mean, I don't know who's gonna watch Katie.
I can call Randy.
Dennis opens the front door for Randy.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
So, yeah, we're gonna be at the hospital for a little bit.
Okay.
Anything you guys want?
I know everything.
Hi, okay, love
great.
You.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Christy.
You have everything? You have papers and insurance and stuff? Thanks a lot.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
I'll lock the door.
Okay, thanks. Thanks again.
Yeah, I'll lock
it. Bye, be good, Katie. See you.
Katie sits at the dining room table.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
So, what's wrong with Christy?
It's like a really high fever or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it contagious?
I don't think so. I haven't gotten sick.
Okay, good.
Randy sits at the table with her.
What do you want to do?
Should we play Bloody Mary?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Seriously?
I don't think this is a good idea, Katie.
You made a promise. You have to do
Can't
it.
Can we just play, like, doll?
Get the camera!
House or something?
Katie leads Randy upstairs.
Sorry, Dennis. Not my idea.
Randy grabs a video camera and joins Katie in a bathroom.
Bloody Mary three times,
mm-hmm.
and then you wait a little bit, and then you turn the lights back on, and then you're supposed to see her body in the mirror, and she's gonna try to kill you.
Try and kill you. Good game.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to play this. One of us is gonna be dead by the end of it. I guess it's a one-time game. Okay, let's do it.
Randy records his own reflection as Katie turns out the lights.
Bloody Mary.
They stand in darkness.
Nothing happened.
You turned the light on too soon.
Oh, come on, Katie. This is stupid.
No. You can't leave.
Let's just go play doll house or something.
Oh, you didn't do it right.
What did I not do right?
You need to keep the light off longer.
Okay. All right. You want to play Bloody Mary? Let's play Bloody Mary.
Okay, you ready?
You're not going to see anybody play Bloody Mary like I'm about to play Bloody Mary.
They both face the mirror as Katie shuts off the lights again. They stand in darkness. Randy lifts up his shirt as Katie switches the lights back on.
Oh, my.
Are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No. I just scratched myself for a second.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's okay. Nothing. Close the door. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Katie and Randy press themselves up against the bedroom door as it rattles.
You okay? That's all right. Oh, dear God. Please, climb here with me.
The camera shakes as Randy films.
It's okay. It's okay.
No. So
You're fine. I'm fine. Stay here.
I don't want to play anymore.
It's okay.
Randy cracks open the door and peers out toward the children's play area beside the small door. The camera tripod stands near the girls' tea table and chairs. Furniture tumbles across the room. Randy slams the bathroom door shut.
Oh, okay. Nothing happened.
You okay?
Nothing, you're fine.
It's okay.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. Come on, Randy. Stay here.
Randy opens the door again and peers around the disheveled room. The tea table and chairs lie overturned at the top of the stairs. Randy takes a few steps forward, then looks back at Katie still cowering in the bathroom.
Randy, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Come here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Huh?
Please,
it's okay. It's
please
just like
don't
an earthquake.
Tell.
I'm not gonna tell. It's all right. It's okay.
I don't want to go downstairs.
Yeah, let's go downstairs.
He leads Katie toward the stairs. Randy sets the camera back on the tripod, then picks up the overturned furniture. Later, Dennis films in the garage as Randy stuffs items into a duffel bag.
Where are you going, man? Relax. Randy, take it easy. Randy, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting all my stuff.
What are you getting your stuff for, man? Relax,
Dennis,
sit down.
Get the camera out of my face. I told you I felt something in the room with us, and then I felt a claw digging in my side, okay?
Okay, when you say, something.
No, Dennis, I'm done.
When you say,
fuck.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Read the fucking books. This isn't Casper, the fucking friendly ghost you're chasing, man.
Randy,
this
thing is dangerous. I'm sorry you got hurt, okay? I'm sorry, but what are you going to do? You're just going to quit? You're acting ridiculous.
Dennis,
relax.
No, you're acting ridiculous. You're not going to get the fuck out.
You have to tell Julie,
okay?
Just watch the fucking tape, Dennis.
Randy leaves. Later, Dennis sits at his workstation and reviews the video footage on a monitor. He pauses the recording, then opens a book with a pentagram on its cover. He shuts the book and stands. Later, Julie steps out into the garage.
What's up?
Hey.
What?
I need to talk to you. All right,
okay.
Sit down. Here, sit down, Julie. Okay, where do I begin? From the 30s. Look at the necklaces.
That's crazy.
Julie examines a black and white photo of a group of women.
It's the same symbol. Isn't that the same symbol that, from the girls' room? All right. These women, they were,
oh my God.
Part of a coven.
You're really something.
I really need to tell you this, okay?
Christy!
Katie chases Christy upstairs. Christy runs past the camera toward the bathroom. Katie chases close behind her. Katie stops abruptly as something repels her backward.
You sound crazy.
And
do you know that?
Hang on a second, all right?
Do you know
would
how
you just
crazy
give me a second
to
explain? They would have these ceremonies and they would wait till the girls were old enough to get pregnant, and then they would take their sons.
Oh, right.
And then they would brainwash them, and they didn't
funny.
Remember a thing.
Yes, I'm not listening to
them.
In the upstairs bedroom, Katie slowly steps backward with her arms at her sides. Suddenly, her hair shoots straight up as she is lifted off her feet.
I need to show you
it's
something.
It's all you this, do. This you don't even spend any time with us anymore. You just sit here and play with this shit all day long.
Could you just wait
like
one
obsessed.
Second? Just wait one second. I
no,
need to
I
show
can't.
You this, okay?
I can't
okay?
wait. I can't
no,
wait.
No.
I can't. Because,
why not?
Because Christy's upset all the time.
What the fuck?
Not.
I don't...
What? What?
Toby pulled my hair.
What happened?
Who? Toby pulled my hair.
This is your fault. Okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I didn't...
Julie hugs Katie, then points at Dennis.
No more cameras. No more ghosts. This ends tomorrow.
Julie, you gotta watch the fucking tape.
Night number 14. September 23rd, 1988. 1:38 a.m. Julie lies alone in bed. In the garage, Dennis wears headphones as he edits a wedding video at his workstation. The oscillating camera pans back and forth across the dim kitchen and living room. Upstairs, the fish tank glows beside the girls' beds as they sleep. Julie sleeps in her own bed with her back to the hallway door. Dennis fast forwards through video footage. Katie and Christy sleep in their beds. Katie's bed sheets begin to bulge upward near the foot of her bed. The bulge moves up the bed to her waist. The sheets fall flat again. Katie sits up suddenly. Julie sleeps in the same position in her own bed. Upstairs, Katie stares around the bedroom. Across the room beside her sister's bed, Christy's teddy bear falls off a dresser.
Christy. Wake up.
Christy stirs awake and sits up. Asian-style hanging lanterns near the ceiling begin to bob about.
What's happening? Christy, Tony's here.
I'm scared. Mom! Mommy!
Don't scare me!
Mommy!
It's okay!
Just ignore it! Just ignore it!
A triangular symbol glows and flickers on a monitor on Christy's dresser. The covers fly off Katie's bed. She runs for the stairs, but something yanks her off her feet.
Christy! Christy, help me!
Katie crawls to Christy's bed.
Christy, please, please!
Katie's bed spins sideways. Katie tries to stand, but something jerks her off her feet and drags her across the floor toward the crawlspace door. Christy runs toward the camera. Katie runs past Christy and jumps into her sister's bed. Christy climbs into bed with her.
I want mommy.
Downstairs, Julie sleeps in her bed. Out in the garage, Dennis works on his tapes.
No, we're not going to Grandma's house, okay? We're not going to Grandma's because there's no Toby, sweetie. There's no Toby and there's no ghost. Hey, don't run away from me. Hey, there's no ghost. And that's the end of it. I don't want to hear any more of this talk, okay? Okay?
Julie sits on her bed beside a pile of unfolded laundry as Christy walks out and heads upstairs. Christy walks up to Katie sitting on her own bed.
What'd she say?
She said no.
No, no. Mom, we're not coming over. Okay, we're staying right here.
Julie uses a telephone in the kitchen.
Because I need to get things back to normal. Mom, I gotta go. Someone's at the door, okay? I'll call you back. Yeah, okay.
She collapses the cordless phone's telescoping antenna, sets the phone on the counter, then runs to the front door.
Hello? Hello? Weird.
She shuts the front door and walks back toward the kitchen. Julie stops in her tracks and places one hand over her mouth. The kitchen is completely bare of all loose items, including the table and chairs. The missing objects rematerialize and fall from the ceiling.
Dennis! Dennis, get the girls, we're getting out of here!
Later, Dennis films inside a car.
Girls, wake up, we're here. Wake up, we're here.
They pull past Lois standing near a white house. Moore Park, California, September 1988. Katie waves to her grandmother as Julie parks the car in a driveway.
You okay? Come on.
All right, let's go, guys.
Hi, honey. Come on, go. You go with your mom.
Oh,
I got your sister. Come on. Go on.
Mommy!
Lois carries Christy.
Sleepy girl is what she is. Go on in the house. I've got apple pie, and I've got, you want water, I know.
How
Dennis,
we doing?
Put the camera down and come and eat some pie. Come on.
It makes me feel better to do something.
Okay.
Feel useful.
Are you okay?
How's it going, kiddo?
What is going on?
How are you feeling?
Not talk about it right now. We can talk about it. Let's just drop it.
Katie eats pie. Dennis walks into the next room where Christy stares at a painting of a unicorn.
Hey, Christy. Dad? Don't touch the painting, okay? It's okay, I'm not mad. You like it?
Christy stares at the wall beneath the painting.
What's the matter?
Christy, come and get your pie.
Christy turns and runs back into the kitchen. Later, Dennis films Julie and Lois talking through a screen door as the girls play in the yard. That evening, Lois stands in her bedroom with the girls who wear some of her outfits and jewelry. Christy wears a white shawl over her head. Julie walks in.
What's going on? You planning some dress up?
Doesn't she make a beautiful bride?
Very.
Do you want to put this on her?
Beautiful.
Lois hands Julie a necklace, which she puts around Christy's neck.
So who's the lucky guy?
Toby.
Wait, what did she say?
She's having fun.
It's bedtime, girls. Let's go. Come on. I don't want to hear Toby's name ever again, okay?
Julie,
that's it.
Julie,
he's done.
He's not
alive. Let's go. I don't want to hear it.
Can you take them to bed, please?
Let's go. Take Grandma's stuff off. Let's go to bed. Dennis and I are going to be right next door, okay? And we're going to leave a light on and everything so you can find us. And everything's going to be fine, okay? I love you so much.
Night, guys.
9:30 p.m. Dennis sets up a camera in Lois's guest room, which has two twin beds. Julie brushes her teeth in an adjoining bathroom, then shuts off the light and walks into the bedroom.
When are you gonna stop taping us?
Not until this thing's over.
Dennis takes stuffed animals off one bed and drops them on the floor. Julie climbs into the other bed.
I'm gonna let us sleep in the same bed.
I can't stop thinking about it. I can't.
Just close your eyes, try and get to sleep.
10:08 p.m. Julie climbs into the same bed as Dennis. Faint light shines through the open bathroom, which is connected to another room as Dennis and Julie sleep. They toss and turn in fast motion as the video timestamp speeds to 1:22 a.m. Dennis raises his head off the pillow and stares toward the windows, then glances at Julie, who sleeps. Dennis sits up. Julie sits up and turns toward Dennis.
Do you hear that? They have their cars.
It's my mom. She's always up at night. She can't sleep. Oh my God. She's so loud.
Julie gets up and walks out of the room while Dennis remains in bed. Dennis climbs out of bed and walks to the bedroom door. Dennis passes in front of the camera as he crosses the room and stands by the windows. He walks back to the door again. A scary figure appears in the doorway.
Julie!
Dennis picks up the video camera. Dennis walks out into the hall, passes the top of a staircase, and peers into a dark bedroom.
Girls.
Girls?
He turns on a light. The bed is empty.
Girls?
Dennis walks back into the hall and looks down the stairs.
Julie? Hey, Julie?
Dennis walks downstairs, which is lit by a few faintly glowing wall sconces. He steps into the empty living room and pans the camera back and forth. A few logs burn in the fireplace. Dennis crosses the room, then steps into the adjoining room.
Hello?
He creeps through the shadowy room. Dennis spins around and faces an empty birdcage with a few black feathers lying at the bottom.
Julie?
Across the room, a silhouette fills a curtained window.
Lois?
Dennis approaches the window, then walks around a dividing wall to the window's other side in the dining room. The room is empty. He walks to the far side of the dining room table, where the painting of the unicorn has been set on the floor. A symbol featuring a circle inside of a triangle is scrawled on the wall where the painting hung. Nearby, candles burn beneath a pentagram drawn on another wall.
What the fuck? Julie!
Dennis creeps through the house into the kitchen, which is lit by a few small lamps. He turns through an open doorway and looks down a brightly lit breezeway connected to the garage. Dennis crosses the breezeway and opens the door to the garage, which is utterly dark inside. He turns on a camera light.
What the fuck?
A group of gray-haired women stare straight at him. As they move silently toward him, Dennis races back into the house and shuts the door. He turns the lock, then runs deeper into the house.
Julie!
The light on the camera swings wildly as he runs to the front door. He jiggles the handle, but it doesn't budge. Dennis turns around. At the top of the stairs, Julie stands with her arms hanging limply at her sides.
Julie? What's wrong?
Dennis slowly walks up the stairs toward her. Julie's feet hover about 6 inches off the floor. Julie flies into Dennis, sending them both tumbling down the stairs. Wearing a nightgown, Christy peers out from a nearby room.
Chris.
He runs up and grabs her hand.
Come here.
He pulls Christy into a closet with him. Dennis places a hand over Christy's mouth.
Christy, please, please be quiet.
They hide in complete darkness. Dennis turns the camera light back on and slowly opens the door. He shuts the door as a black shape zips past.
I'm gonna get out of here, okay?
Dennis opens the door again and steps into the dark kitchen. He switches on the camera light, then turns and takes Christy's hand.
Come on, let's go. I gotta get out of here.
Dennis picks her up and carries her to the back door, which is open.
We're gonna be okay.
Shadowy figures stand around a bonfire burning in the backyard. Dennis runs into the living room.
Katie! Katie, get away from there!
Katie stands at the base of the stairs.
Christy, listen to me. Stay right here, okay? Don't move, okay?
Christy nods as he sets her down.
Katie!
Kneeling beside the staircase, Katie stares at her mother's body. Dennis moves slowly toward her.
Katie?
She grips a banister spindle as she crouches with her back turned. Dennis reaches one hand forward and touches Katie's shoulder. Katie turns and snarls. Dennis flies backward across the living room and lands sprawled on his back beside a broken lamp. His foot twitches as Katie scuttles off and disappears. Dennis crawls forward on his stomach, dragging his limp legs behind him. As he nears the staircase, Lois steps out and stares down at him. Dennis pushes himself upright. An unseen force knocks him down. One of the girls runs past the camera. Dennis's torso arches and folds back on itself as his spine snaps. He drops forward and lies motionless on the floor. One of the girls steps in front of the camera, then moves on. Lois reaches out and takes Katie's hand as she returns. They walk past Julie and begin to climb the stairs, then pause as Christy approaches them. Christy turns and gazes past Dennis's body.
Come on, Toby.
Christy takes Lois's other hand as they walk upstairs together. The tape dissolves into static. Directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman. Based on the film Paranormal Activity by Oren Peli. Produced by Jason Blum, Oren Peli, and Steven Schneider. A list of other credits follows, including executive producer, Akiva Goldsman, starring Lauren Bittner as Julie, Chris Smith as Dennis, Chloe Sengery as young Katie, Jessica Brown as Christy, and Katie Featherston as adult Katie. Description created by NCI Described Media. This is Carl Neubile.